time for this week's episode of Radioga. So please welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty.
Thank you, Sage. Hello, everybody out there. This week, we're trying something slightly different. Sometimes I write cues for myself. And other times, like last week, I actually write a script and I read off a script. And I'm finding that I'm a little more nervous when I'm reading because my mind isn't as active. And even though the script is originally my words, my thoughts, they come out a little stale. Like it doesn't feel like I'm speaking my own words when I'm reading.
And this is something that when you brought it up to me and Danny, we said, yeah, that happens a lot in radio. You either need to choose to give yourself bullet points where you're just going to ad lib what you're saying off of them, or you need to give yourself a full script with everything. There's no real in between. At least that is simple for most people to do.
Exactly. So today my theme is being fresh or new in the mind for all of our experiences. And that's actually something we're practicing when we go to a yoga mat and practice yoga, or it's the benefit that you receive when you leave a yoga mat is being fresh and having kind of a renewed sense of greeting the moment and having all your faculties there rather than basing every moment on a past experience and somehow limiting that experience.
Yeah, when this kind of jumps off of what we were talking about last week when we brought up the fact that most people think of meditation as clearing your mind and then the immediately are confronted with the fact that there's tons of things going on in their mind and it's not really a place where clearing is a possibility. People learn by keeping their experiences and applying it to what they're currently experiencing. That's how people know how to, you know, stay safe or
cross the road
correctly and stuff like that. But at the same time, it can limit our perception of new things, things that we haven't necessarily had the full experience of. If we just throw all of the things that we have kind of had that were similar, you know, to it, if we just think it's the same as those things, we can miss out on a lot.
So one example, I had you have the possibility of either practicing it while you were listening to the show or later in the day, opening the door, walking outside, walking in the woods possibly, and listening to bird sound and noticing how the mind wants to name everything it hears. I practice breeding bird surveys in the woods every year, which is a very, you know, scientific method of writing down bird names and recording them as you hear them call. But even in that practice itself, you can find yourself assuming you're hearing something you've heard before, and then it might take a shift, a couple minutes of hearing it to say, oh, that's a different bird. That's not what I always hear. I'm hearing something new. So clear the mind just means refreshing the senses so you can watch the mind, you can observe it, and you can choose whether you're accepting what the mind is spilling out or shouting out in your head rather than just accepting the moment as it is and kind of opening yourself to a deeper awareness.
Okay. Do you have like a breathing technique or anything that you want to teach that goes along with that?
Yes. So I was thinking on my way here about teaching a breathing practice called Nadi Shodhana. It's possible that it's in the recordings and I've already guided this, but it's a practice that helps you calm your nerves. It helps centralize your focus. And we'll start with it right away. You're going to use one hand, doesn't matter if it's right or left. But you're going to use either your thumb, or you can use your thumb and your ring finger, or you can use your thumb and your index finger. I'm going to guide thumb and index because it's easier for most people. You're going to place your thumb over the right nostril, and you're going to block the air as you breathe into the left nostril. And then you're going to use your index finger, once your lungs are full, to close off the left nostril and exhale out. And Sage is practicing this for you to hear. Exhale out through the right nostril. Keep the left nostril covered with the index finger. Inhale through the right nostril. And then close off the right nostril with the thumb. And exhale out through the other. So you're basically breathing in through one nostril, switching, and then exhaling out through the opposite nostril. And then keeping on that same side, inhaling, gathering something from one side, and then switching, dropping it off on the other. So you just kind of keep going back and forth side to side.
I really enjoy this one. Make sure you blow your nose before you practice any sort of pranayama, because that's what I realized today about my current body was not ready to
to do that.
Breathe really hard through one nostril.
I should have brought in some tissues. And that breath is good if you have to get up in front of an audience, if you have to speak on a microphone at church or in a group setting, or if you have to come and talk on the radio.
Any sort of thing that you need to become centered for, it works both sides of your brain really well.
This is Terry Flaherty for Radio Yoga on Allegheny Mountain Radio.